This is Outdoor Adventure by Mikey Loves 269. I've been waiting so long for you to get your bike. Have I told you how much a motorcycle turns me on? Now you have it, and I can't wait to ride it. Seeing you on that bike, dressed up in leather, turns me on so much. You know my fantasies, and I'm getting wet just thinking about you and me on that bike, riding the bike together, and you riding me on the back. The day is here. You're sitting there, motor running, ready for me. I come out in the outfit I've picked especially for our first ride together. I'm dressed all in black leather, a tight leather vest cut deep to expose my cleavage. You love the look of the top of my tits sticking out of the top of the vest, don't you? The tight leather skirt wraps around my ass and is just long enough to cover my hips as I'm standing here. Did I mention I'm not wearing any panties? There may be quite a view when I climb on that bike. I've got tall leather boots that come up to my knees to finish the look. I can tell you like what you see. You shift uncomfortably in the seat, trying to get your heart onto a comfortable position in your tight jeans. I love the look of those jeans. They show off your ass so well, and when you're hard, I can see that wonderful manhood that I want so bad. You rev the bike and stand it up. I climb on the bike, wrapping the top of my legs around you and putting my feet on the pegs. My arms wrap around your waist, and I slyly reach down to feel your hard cock through your jeans. You bring your hand around and reach under my skirt, giving my pussy a little tickle. Oh, yes. It will be a good ride. We take off, heading down the road to a destination I do not know. You told me you have a plan, and I don't know what it is, but I trust you, and know wherever you take me, it will be wonderful, and it will be hot. The road rolls underneath us. It's smooth but winding. You skillfully rock the bike through the curves. I love the feel of being on the bike, of having you in my arms, moving in unison with you and the 500 pounds of steel beneath us. My body is exhilarated as the wind blows past us. My pussy is warm with anticipation of the fun at our destination. You pull off on a side road. It takes us deep into a wooded area. We are alone. There's nobody around but us, two souls on two wheels. Far into the woods, you pull off to the side of the road and stop. You let me climb off, then turn off the bike. Lower the kickstand and dismount. You glance where I was sitting and smile when you see the small wet spot I've left there. You know I'm ready. You take me into your arms and kiss me. Our mouths are open and your tongue explores deep into my mouth. I press into you, enjoying the smell of your leathers and the taste of your mouth. We kiss passionately, deeply, for what seems like an eternity. Eventually, we pull our mouths apart, and I kneel in front of you. I unzip your pants and bring your cock out. God, it's beautiful. It's already semi-erect from our groping. I immediately take it into my mouth, sucking hungrily. I've been waiting for this day for so long, and now I want you so badly. As I take the full length of your shaft deep into my mouth, you sit back down on the bike and start to undo your boots. I help you get your boots and pants off, keeping your cock moving in my mouth the whole time. I push it all the way to the back of my throat, and you give out a little moan. You pull my head down and start to fuck my mouth. Not too hard. You know exactly how much to give me. I love it. I reach my hand down under my skirt and cup my wet pussy. While I suck on you, my fingers start to probe inside my pussy, alternately alternating between lightly flicking my clit and pushing deep into my cunt. The sensations are too much for me, and I suddenly feel my first orgasm work through my body. I hold your cock in my mouth as my whole body trembles. As the orgasm passes, I look up at you. Somehow, while I was distracted, you got your jacket and shirt off and stand there looking down at me, wearing nothing but a smile that reveals how much you enjoy the look and feel of yourself inside my mouth. You gently pull my head back and bring me up to a standing position. Without saying a word, you guide me back to the bike. I climb on the seat and sit side saddle. You've pulled my skirt up as I was sitting, so I am bare-assed on the seat with my pussy fully exposed. The look on your face tells me what you intend to do, and I can feel the warmth inside me grow as I anticipate what you're about to do to my pussy. Sure enough, you bend down and start to work on me with your tongue. I throw my head back and enjoy the feeling of your tongue as it works around my lips, then starts to lick my clit. It feels so good. You introduce one finger inside my pussy as you start to suck on the bud, sending waves of pleasure through my body. I start to buck my hips against your face, and you hold me firmly, keeping me from falling off or tipping the bike. The moment hits me. Here I am in the middle of the woods, on the back of a motorcycle with your face and finger buried in my pussy. I feel a breeze run across my skin. This is so awesome. With one hand, I'm steadying myself on the bike. With the other, I unzip my vest and reach underneath, cupping my breast. I start to gently pinch and twist the nipple. I am in heaven, and I can feel another wave rising in me. I start to moan as the feelings take over my body. I grind my pussy against your face as you continue to work your magic and let out a scream as another orgasm moves through me. God, this is good. You bring your face back up to mine and kiss me. I respond immediately, pushing my tongue deep into your mouth. I can taste my pussy in your mouth and it tastes wonderful. Our tongues wrestle in our mouths. You start to pull back and I grab your head. The taste of me and you is intoxicating and I can't get enough. I keep working my tongue against yours, eyes closed, enjoying the sensation of touch, taste, and smell combined. You pull my hands back and while we kiss, you pull my vest off, freeing my tits for you to play with. As your hand moves around the nipple of one breast, I let out another little moan. You know so well the exact touch it takes to make me feel good. I finally let you loose from our kiss and you stand naked in front of me. You look so hot standing there in the woods with nothing but a heart on and a smile. Are you ready, you ask? I know exactly what you're asking about. Honey, I've been ready since you first thought about this bike, I answer. I just need to know how. Let me show you, you say. You take my hand and I stand up. I pull my boots and skirt off while you straddle the bike. Again, the moment hits me. I glance around nervously, realizing someone could come around the corner at any moment. It's hard to cover up two totally naked people fucking on a motorcycle, but I trust you to keep me safe. Besides, I am too horny to stop now. You guide me onto the bike and I straddle the seat facing you. As I work my way over the seat, you guide me onto your cock and work yourself inside of me. Another orgasm works through me as I feel your manhood enter deep inside of me. Wow! I have never come this quickly or this many times, but the thrill of the location, the feel of your touch, and the incredible erotic thrill of fucking on your motorcycle combined put me in a state of complete ecstasy. I put my feet on the foot pegs and start to fuck you. bouncing up and down on your cock. It feels great. You hold my hips and help me move while your face and mouth work on my tits. It doesn't take long before another orgasm rips through me. I arch my back and moan loudly. Your cock keeps working inside me, and you reach that magic spot inside my pussy. The climax intensifies, and I'm completely carried away in the feeling of total pleasure. Now we're fucking harder. I bounce up and down on your hard cock, enjoying the moment as your cock slides in and out of my pussy. After a few minutes, I feel your arms tense around me. Knowing what's coming pushes me over the edge, and I reach another climax, shuddering as you shoot loads of hot cum deep inside my pussy. Wave after wave of ecstasy run through me as we enjoy our orgasms together. The waves of pleasure die down as we slowly work our way back down. I sit there for a minute, feeling your hard cock start to soften inside of me. I look deep into your eyes and then give you a warm, gentle kiss. "Thank you," I say. "Anytime," you answer. I smile. "Oh, we will do this again." I climb off the bike, feeling your cock gently exit my pussy. We gather up our clothes and dress in silence, occasionally stealing glances and gentle touches as we work our way back to reality. The ride home is nice, basking in the afterglow of our intense fuck. The feeling of the bike is even better. I know that I will never look at a motorcycle the same way again.